harmony can be such a diverse subject that, you know, healing is just like, I mean, obviously healing is diverse and all of them are diverse, but I just feel like there's so many aspects to it, and there is a lot. I've got a lot written down, so I hope that you can stick with me in this. But I was looking at a dictionary definition, and harmony is wholeness, a fullness of who you are, spirit, soul, and body in harmony, peace, rest, knowing, and destiny. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my journey and how I got to this place. I think in 2012, 2013, we used to have Friday night meetings. And this was before we knew about mountains and we knew what they were called and any of this. And during these evenings, I would find myself singing a four-note song. And if you know me, you know that actually I really can't sing. It's a bit scary. I think, you know, my children just tell me not to sing if I start singing at home and they just laugh at me. But I just found myself expressing this sound, and there was an urgency to it, and I didn't really understand it to begin with. But as I sort of carried on week after week, I found that I felt like it was to do with changing atmospheres. It was creating a sound that would bring change and transformation. But really, I didn't really know what it was about. And then I can't remember how long ago it was that we started talking about the name of God, the Yod Heh Vav Heh. And when we started singing that in church, it was to the same tune that I had been singing this four-note song. You know, it doesn't have words what I sing, it's just four notes. But the Yod Heh Vav Heh we sing was to exactly the same tune. And I was like, oh, okay, God, that's what I was doing. I had no idea what I was doing, but it was like I was declaring the name of God and I was tuning into something that we were going to be doing in the future. So that's sort of how I began sort of feeling like God was doing something with me creating a sound that brought change. And then in October last year, we started to talk about the mountains, we started to talk about what they were called, and we were encouraged to go and see if we were on any of these mountains. And so I stepped into heaven and I saw a throne and I was like, oh, okay, this is the Harmony Mountain, and I just knew it. I didn't get any sort of deep revelation, it was just a knowing that I knew that that's what it was and this was my place. And so a week later I went back to the mountain and I was at the base of the mountain. And for me, because I am very visual, it does look like a mountain. I know Mike says it's not a mountain, it's your sphere of influence. And my understanding has changed as time has gone on. But for me, I had to see it visually. So I saw it as a literal mountain. And as I looked at this mountain, there was a dragon encircling the mountain. So I was like, well, I can't get up the mountain because this dragon is in the way. But Jesus turned up as my hero. And he had this big ring, and he threw the ring over the dragon's head, which, bizarrely, enabled this dragon to step into a different realm. So the dragon actually disappeared. I'm like, fine, this is my opportunity. I'm going to climb the mountain. So I went up to the mountain, and Jesus was with me at the top of the mountain, and he gave me a sword and a shield. And you would expect that the sword would be your weapon and the shield would be defense. But actually, God said that the shield was my weapon, and because it was sharpened on the edges. So, and then God said that the words that I speak control the shield. So as I speak words, it controls what the shield does. Jesus also gave me a rod at that point, and it said harmonizing written on the side of the rod. And so I struck the ground with the rod and I sent out shock waves and sound waves, and sound and movement are very much part of who the Harmony Mountain is. And I made declarations of authority and sonship. And each time I shouted out these declarations of who I was and who God was calling me to be, this shield, I could see this shield was, by this time the dragon had reappeared, was slicing through the dragon and it was killing this dragon. So God was saying that I had authority and the words that I spoke had authority to get, you know, destroy these things. So that was that. I killed the dragon and I felt like I had taken ownership of the mountain. But when I actually looked at what the mountain looked like, there was a throne on the top, and then the top of the mountain was about as big as the throne. It was tiny, and I was sat on this throne, and it was very wobbly, and I was like, this is a bit precarious. But I, you know, these things are symbolic, and for me it was like I felt quite unsure in what I was doing. I didn't feel have, you know, I had a knowing, but not necessarily a real confidence in what I was doing. But I think that's how we do things. We step out in faith, we take baby steps, and sometimes things can feel really shaky and a bit uncertain, but I knew that this is where I was meant to be. And So I continue to go back to the mountain, and I continue to pursue this. And one Sunday we were just, I was in worship, and I said, God, I need a mandate for my mountain. I need to understand what it's about. I need to, you know, I want you to release, and it's, there's like seven mountains underneath, so I would need to know what those look like as well. And, you know, I was expecting that God would give me a scroll, you know, something with directions on it or titles of what the other mountains were. But actually, as I was praying about this, suddenly I saw the top of the mountain, and seven steel rods came down, and they embedded themselves in the top of my mountain, like in a circle. And this time the mountain, the top of the mountain had got bigger because there was space for these steel rods to be embedded in the mountain. And there was writing on the steel rods, and even now I haven't seen what the writing is on every steel rod, but some of the writing said reconciliation, healing, and reconnection. And so I was like, okay, God, I need to, you know, I need to work out what these things mean, but this was just sort of the beginning of what this my mountain looks like. Then on another occasion, we were again in worship, and Jo Hill came up to me, and she said that she felt God was giving me a shield. And so she gave me the shield prophetically, and it had coloured stones on the shield. So I felt like I needed to stand on my mountain and hold the shield and just see what God wanted to do. And the stones on the shield started to vibrate. And as they did, they created light, and light beams shot out of the shield and shot up into the air. And as I looked up, there was a creature flying above me. And God told me that it was a dragon. Again, it was something that was coming against the mountain, and it was a dragon of disunity. And I didn't feel afraid, actually. I was just like, okay, just sort of watching what played out. And as I held this shield, and all these light beams were coming out of this shield, they actually became like light laser beams. And they cut through this dragon, and they cut it to pieces, and this all the things that had been stuck inside this dragon were released. So I'm just going to quickly tell you what were released. But this was released over the mountain and is released for us. So out of the dragon came gold coins, which represented blessing, abundance, and prosperity. There were also golden scythes for the harvest. There were scrolls of identity and destiny. There were mandates for reconciliation, healing, and reconnection. There was the oil of gladness and joy. There were new songs. There were crowns and mantles. There were maps, plans, and drawings. And there was deep honour and appreciation for one another. And after this, I felt that there would be a growth and a multiplication of harmony and the influence of the Harmony Mountain. So then at the beginning of this year, sort of still on this journey of pursuing what this looks like, I went to engage with Wisdom. And, you know, some of you may not understand what that means, but listen to my teaching. So I went and I asked Wisdom some questions, and I said, what is the mandate for my mountain? And as I was asking these questions, I was suddenly engulfed in this sort of bright white light, which was like a mist that was surrounding me, and I was eating it. And so it was around me and it was inside of me. And it was like ice crystals that were growing and multiplying. And I again felt that the influence of the mountain was growing, and God was creating increase and change. And as I was in this place of being surrounded by this bright light, I saw a figure coming through the light. And at first I couldn't see, you know, who it was, but this figure walked towards me, and we then went to the top of the Harmony Mountain. and this figure held a rod, and he walked around the rods that were in the top of the mountain, and he struck each one, which again is very much to do with what I feel my mountain is to do with. It's to do with sound. And as he struck them, lights came up out of the top of these rods and were like arcing across each other, a bit like Tesla coils. And if you don't know what Tesla coils are, look at it on Google because it's really amazing. But it was like this electricity was sparking across and creating this light and this sound and this just this vibration in the atmosphere. And so I asked this person who he was, and he said that he was Enoch. And he said that he had walked with God in harmony, and he would teach me and he would show me how to do that as well. And to be honest, I really need to pursue that more, because I haven't got a lot more revelation on that, but that's something that if you want to come and join me, we can go and talk to Enoch together. So the Harmony Mountain has also got seven angels who have been assigned to help me. And as I go, and it's like now the top of the mountain is so big, it doesn't even look like a mountain. It looks like a plain. It's just huge. And there are coloured streamers flowing from the rods on the mountain. And one day when I went there, it was like oil just rained down on me, and the fragrance of the oil just saturated the ground and saturated me and just saturated that whole place. So fragrance is very much an aspect of what this is about. And so I believe that we are bringing a frequency and a fragrance to the world in what we do. So I believe that harmony is to do with, and I've got a long list here, so you just need to... So I believe that harmony is to do with transformation, redemption, alignment, resonance, harmony, reprogramming, vibration, light, colour, movement, sound, shockwaves, changing atmospheres, recalibration, fragrance, oils, food and words and expectations that are our thoughts, music, reconciliation, reconnection, health and healing, positive attitudes, and increased aptitude and increased energy. So if you want any of those, then just grab hold of those, because this is what we're releasing. So again, Mike said that he saw that there were temples on our mountains that were not meant to be there, and that each temple had two pillars, and every mountain had a pillar of fear and then a pillar of something else. And for the Harmony Mountain, it was a pillar of judgment. And so I felt I needed to go to the court about this. I needed to see what the accusation was to do with fear and judgment. And there was quite a lot of accusations, and I'm going to list them all because I want you to understand what God has broken. So it may sound like I'm saying a lot of negative things, but if you feel that these things are in your life, then God has actually, I've actually gone and repented of these accusations. So the accusations were mistrust, anger, resentment, lies, taking sides, division, a breakdown of relationships. You have sworn on the lives of your children for temporary gain and sold their birthright. Depression, heaviness, toiling with no gain, unforgiveness, judgment, being weak through lack of pursuit, divorce, a breakdown of family, heirs of the kingdom lost to darkness, death and disease, contracted lives, murder, deceit, lack of fulfillment, war and famine. But as I repented of these things, and as I stood before Jesus and I asked him to judge me according to his righteousness, then I saw the gavel come down and God said, not guilty. So I've dealt with all of those things. And if you feel that you need to deal with those things in your life, then go ahead. And if you need help, then I'll help you. But then I asked God to release a mandate of harmony. And so this is what was written on the mandate of harmony. This is what God has released to us because I've taken these accusations. So he has released light and strength and hope, salvation, freedom, transformation, health, wholeness, harmony, peace, love, friendship, patience, expectation, a new identity, with God in the centre, fulfilment, sonship, inheritance, life, and connection. And so I sent out angels to sing songs of hope and transformation over the people and over the land. I also felt that I needed to lie bust fear and judgment over the Harmony Mountain. And for me, I felt like, to begin with, I needed to do this for mankind, which might sound a bit big, but actually this is not just to do with what we do here. You know, we are world changers, and God is asking us to bring influence to the world. And so I felt like I needed to actually stand on behalf of mankind and just do this. So I went and asked God what was this about. And I saw Adam and Eve when they sinned in the garden. And I saw that instead of them being connected to God, they were actually tethered to the earth, and they were tethered to time. And that's what happened to them. They had broken connection with God, and they had created division, and they had changed their own resonance so that they were restricted. So I asked God to show me the lies that we believe because of what happened then in the garden. And so this is what we have inherited from their sin. We have inherited that we are alone. We have been abandoned. We are our own source. That life is hard. There is discord and disunity between us. That we are living under judgment. We cannot trust ourselves or God, and we are not safe. We must labour to eat and to survive. The land is against us, and we are lost and forsaken. We are weary and we are hopeless. We are hemmed in and restricted, and there is nothing over the horizon. We lack focus, and we're easily distracted, and we have no future. We have lost our identity and our inheritance. Our hearts beat, but there is no life in us. So I repented of those lies, and I broke agreement with them, and I repented of partnering with them on behalf of us all. And this is what God said. He said that there was now lightness and openness, and there was an explosion of light over mankind, and he had released hope and expectancy. And I saw white doves being released from the earth, and hope was released where it had been trapped in the earth. And it was like the earth relaxed, and it smiled, and I could hear a strong heartbeat of life in the earth. And God gave me a list of truths to replace these lies. And he said, these are the truths: that we are full of hope and fruitfulness and restitution and recovery, and we have redemption and reconciliation. We have wholeness, lightness, destiny. We are emerging and blossoming and flourishing. There is unity and blessing. We create creative sounds, and we make creative words and declarations, and we have been given new songs and creativity and healing. There is flow, pursuit, growth, maturity, inheritance, authority, and sonship. And then just finally, I felt like I needed to actually lie bust how lack of harmony outworks in freedom. So again, I asked God to show me what the lies were that we believe here in freedom that have been affected by this lack of harmony. And so the lies that I saw were lack of trust, offence, feeling judged and being judgmental, a wariness, not fully committing, having an opt-out clause, transferring blame, gossip and complaining, feeling lost and left behind, confusion, never being good enough, feeling like an outsider, feeling lonely and unsupported and misunderstood, not feeling valued and not feeling seen, not feeling as though you belong, and thinking that you are too far behind to catch up. And actually, I'm not saying this is how you feel, I'm saying this is how we have felt, and I would probably identify with quite a lot of those myself. But again, I nailed those lies, I repented of them, I repented of partnering with them, I broke agreement with them. And Jesus released some truths to me, and these are for us. Jesus released community, strength, commitment. We are a band of brothers. We are in a spacious place of possibilities. We are whole and healed. We have been released. We are encouraged and we are seen. And I saw this creature, this swirling creature that was mistrust. And I said, God, what right does this creature have to remain? Because this is how you do life, must do. And he said it was accusation and judgment. So again, I repented for those things. And I saw Jesus shoot that thing with an arrow and he flung it into the pit and he got rid of it. And so I feel like I've done quite a lot of stuff on behalf of the mountain, but you know, I'm excited about what God has released. I'm excited about where we're going to go. I feel that I am looking for others to meet with me and to join with me on the mountain, because there are things that we need to do together. That although I've done things myself, it's like time has come now to do this in unity and create a harmony on the mountain. And just very quickly, one of the things that God showed me is that harmony is not just to do with how we relate to other people, but actually it's being in harmony with ourselves and being in harmony with the identity that God has given us. And at times that's possibly the hardest thing. You know, it's easy to forgive other people, but sometimes it's very difficult to forgive ourselves. But God is saying that he wants us to be in harmony with who we are so that we can be those people that he's called us to be. So if you want to join me, please do.
I'll just encourage you to stay in that spiritual place, because for those of you who might think, what is all this business about mountains? We believe that God has given us seven particular spheres of authority where we will outwork government here and in the wider world. And there are certain people who feel called at this point in time to be seated in authority on those mountains and call in others who will come as well to outwork this. And the seven spheres of authority, the seven mountains, are freedom, healing, good news, blessing, harmony, media, and enterprise. Woohoo! Which are massive spheres of authority. And so far, today was number 5. Next week, we'll be having enterprise, is that correct? No. Media. And then in the new year, enterprise. And we know that this is significant, not just for ourselves, but for the whole world. We know that what God is doing is affecting, it's the spiritual dimension, it's bringing heaven to earth. And if you have listened to the ones so far, you'll see there's a massive interconnection, because it's the heart of God and it's our responsibility to take back what has been robbed and to bring government to see change so that heaven fills earth. Things look like what they're supposed to look like. So what I really want to encourage today is, there was a hefty list there of things that harmony is and a hefty list of things that harmony isn't. And I would encourage you, because I am excited about when we come together now in worship, because we know that it's to do with colours and sounds and fragrance. And we have seen an increase recently when we are corporately worshipping together. The flags are significant, not because they're flags, but it's what they represent. It's what they demonstrate. And I have a feeling today that there will be opportunity that if we identified with any of those negative things, that God may want to burn them up. He may want to deal with those things in our lives so that we come in harmony. So I just encourage you to come with an open heart, with an open mind, but be expectant. I'm expectant that we're going to enter into something today because of what Alice has opened. We're going to enter deeper into the dimension of harmony.
I just want to share what I'm seeing in the realm of the dimension of the spirit that's here this morning. Having engaged with harmony and what harmony is, there is a need to come into agreement with it, to produce harmony. And the scene in heaven, which is overlapping here this morning with the flags and the colours and the different placements of things, God wants us to engage with. So we have the four living creatures, the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man. And it's like we're in a courtroom in heaven. And between each of the two two, there's the four angels that have been of release to the church here. So between the lion and the ox, over there is transformation. Between the ox and the eagle, over in the back left, there's the transforming fire, refining fire. Between the eagle and the man, over in the back right, there's the sound of many waters, deep calling to deep. And between the lion and the man over here, there's the winds of change. And when each form an arc of agreement, the lion and the winds of change, what it forms is a manifestation of the power and authority of the king to bring a new season into your life. When you step into that place, that arc of agreement, then you can come into the fullness of what it's calling. And that's true for each one of those things. The lion and transformation bring agreement for the change that you need to set you free from all that's not of harmony, but all that Alice shared earlier of the disagreements and the things that the enemy would do to separate us from who we are and our identity, spirit, soul, and body coming together in unity. And when the ox and refining fire come together, there is a prophetic release of who you are to be changed and purified and refined into gold, silver, and precious stones, that all the wood, hay, and stubble in your life can be consumed in the fire of his presence. And when the eagle also arcs with refining fire, your destiny in heaven will be released. And when the eagle arcs with the sound of many waters, when you come into agreement with the sound from heaven, you will begin to be aligned with your destiny. And the deeper things that are calling you into heaven, and each one of these forms an arc where two come together in agreement, and they're looking for the third to bring that government into your life. They're looking for each of you to say, yes, I'm going to align myself with that arc, and there's going to be government. There's going to be an expression of God's will and purpose. And as you stand to which of those arcs draws you, maybe, then just come into agreement, come into harmony. Because there's going to be a sound released in that place of harmony. There's going to be a fragrance. There's going to be color and light. And as you step into agreement with it, it will move you further into the purposes of God in your life. It will remove those barriers and blockages, and it will release to you a revelation of the truth to your spirit of who you are, what you're called to do, who you're called to be as a son of God. So I want to encourage you to just be open, to be drawn to one of the connections, to come into agreement with it, so that the harmony that God has for you, the sound and the fragrance and the frequency and the vibration that will bring you into an agreement with heaven, because heaven and earth are overlapped here, so that there can be an agreement for your eternal destiny to be outworked in heaven and on earth. So I just want to encourage you, be open to that. Don't feel you have to go to every single place right now. Just feel, as we continue to worship, as we continue to engage, what you're drawn to. You may be drawn between the lion and transformation, or the lion and the the winds of change. Or you may be drawn between the man and sand of many waters, or the eagle and the sand of many waters, or the eagle and the refining fire. Just be open for where your spirit will draw you, and when you step in, come into harmony and step into a place of governmental agreement for who you are and what you're called to do and your destiny to be released, and everything that's hindering it, every obstacle to it, every chain that's held you back can be removed, and the revelation that you need to come into the fullness of that government can be released to you.